I'm checking in from the Supercenter payphone. This is the sequel to the original Supercenter payphone, or payphones rather. There used to be at least two of them up on the wall on the building that used to be the Pathmark, and which is now the Food Bazaar. But in between the Pathmark and the Food Bazaar, this place was vacant, and somehow or other, by hook or by crook, the payphones on the wall continued to work for almost the whole time that the Pathmark was closed, and it was such a great place to make a phone call. It felt like I was, I don't know, delivering an urgent message or a sermon, or I'd like to imagine that my voice was going out over the entire vast, empty parking lot that was in front of me. I just went to the doctor. I got my annual checkup 3 or 4 months later than I got it last year, and everything was the same. My blood pressure was perfect on top, but a little high on the bottom, 130 over 90. And the bottom number is the booze number, and 90 is cause for concern, and anything above that is like a problem. But it's better today than it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when I quit drinking. But I'm going to poison myself tonight because I feel like it. I felt like it really badly last night. I just wanted to pour the toxins all over my brain. The challenge is to see if I can do that one night, but not the next. Or maybe two nights in a row, but not the third night, like I did back in my more strictly organized routine of the corporate days. I would drink sometimes on Thursday if there was an office outing or whatever. Pretty much always Friday, pretty much always Saturday, but that was it for me in those days. But that's before I got into trouble. That's before the hard stuff. It's before a lot of things. The dude took my blood, and he did it. I told him I might pass out, and because I almost did last time. I only pass out when I have blood taken for the first time in a long time. There have been times where I had to get it taken. Every couple of weeks or every week or so, I don't know. If I get it taken on a regular basis, I don't even care. But anyway, this time he said, if you're going to pass out, let's go have you lie down on the gurney. It's not a gurney. Maybe it is a gurney. Anyway, so I lay down on that thing, and he drew the blood, and I felt the needle going in, and that drove me crazy, but I didn't even come close to passing out this time. And he said, if you lie down, it's like 100% different. And I was happy for that, but at the same time, why didn't he do this last time? Because I've always told him that I might pass out. And not just him, but any doctor. Next time I get blood taken, I don't care where it is, I'm going to tell him I got to lie down. Because it made all the difference. I barely felt anything as far as dizziness and that feeling that your entire soul was being sucked out of you. I remember the time I fell down in the hallway at that place up on 31st Street near Dittmar's, across the street from the place where I got my MRI done. Or no, it isn't. It's a place across from the guy who told me to get the MRI done. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But they thought, at that blood place, they thought I was going to die. It's the most fucked up medical procedure out there. Actually, no, that's not true. There are two of them, drawing blood and sedating people. The anesthesiologists are guilty of probably the most or the second most fucked up medical procedures in the business. And then I got a flu shot. So now I'm out trying to get some more exercise. I haven't been doing that. I've just been sitting at the desk and just piling up more content to wade through for the rest of my fucking life. I call this the Supercenter payphone, even though this isn't the Supercenter anymore. It used to be, when it was the Pathmark, they called this place the Supercenter. This is the phone I used to call the suicide hotline from, and I would never talk to anybody because there was never anybody there. I would just sit on hold for a long time, but even if anybody picked up, I'd probably hang up. Because I'm weird that way.